Welcome to the Friends Friday Fun Podcast. Enjoy fun and amusing ways to nurture relationships with insights on improving vision for a brighter future, expanding value with gained wisdom and increased vitality through legacy living. Live your best life now with our host, the dancing motivator, Penny Lee Prevost.
Thank you so much, Carl, for that introduction. I'm ever so grateful to Carl Richards, my podcast coach, because he has ongoing support calls for his students that have gone through his course, 60 Days to Launch. And I also want to thank Beverly McIver, who is the composer of the music that is played before and after my podcast. And then, of course, I want to thank all of you, my listeners, so much for joining me today. Welcome and happy Friends Friday. I just love Fridays. It's always a surprise whose heart I'm going to get to touch and whose heart touches mine. So it's always an exciting day to celebrate for me friendships and new friendships as well. So I wanted to bring you back to our first C for success, which is commitment. Commitment is something that should be, I believe, a priority. And I received a very nice gift from somebody in my business network, Think and Grow Rich, the movie. And I've read the book many times, although watching the movie, which I did this week, brought back all kinds of really important key points. You know, when you watch it, it's a different perspective as well. So I really enjoyed that. And the priority from Think and Grow Rich is actually to commit to planning to be the best version of yourself. And rich doesn't necessarily mean rich in funds and finances. Rich is about being an all-round great human being. You can do that in a variety of different ways, and it's a matter of focusing on certain areas of your life to continue to maintain life balance. And so, one, you've got to step back and reflect to see where you're at this moment and evaluate the areas of your life that you might want to work on improving, and only focus on doing one thing at a time so that you have success. I had an opportunity to chat with a new-to-me friend, Dr. Owen Wiseman, who I met earlier this week, and he is a naturopathic doctor. So we had a great conversation about how important it is to take time for yourself, take time to eat healthy, and make sure that you are moving and connecting with nature. So I shared with him how I have had a huge benefit from doing the legs up the wall challenge and how people are attracted to my group for accountability. So it's been a lot of fun talking to people about commitment to certain things that they want to accomplish. One of the things that I really appreciate is when people commit to following through on what they say they're going to do. And I also really appreciate it when people can't do something or are not able to follow through, that they say no or not now or another time maybe. That's one of the biggest things that I find is missing right now. In society, we have so much coming at us at once. It's overwhelming, and people, they want to commit, but they don't necessarily follow through. And it's much more difficult on people when you say you're going to do something and then you don't do it. It's disappointing, actually. So my question that Liz chose for me on our last episode was, what did you accomplish today? And that's from our Positive Attitude Zone talk cards from the pink category. And I will tell you that I purposely made sure I did this podcast later in the day because I wanted to make sure that I had the opportunity to do a few things before I did the podcast. So The first thing that I did is before I even got out of bed, I accomplished having the right mindset. And gratitude is so important first thing in the morning. The second thing I did was I took time to meditate, and setting an intention is also a key component to having a great day. I then followed that with a healthy breakfast. I had the opportunity to go to an in-person event yesterday, and I got to meet some pretty amazing people who are committed to their businesses, and met this one lady who actually makes healthy keto desserts. That was really awesome. Then, while I was eating my super yummy, healthy donut breakfast, I then did my birthday wishes to my friends through Facebook, made sure that I had the opportunity to send out my podcast to those people because, you know, my first podcast that I launched was really in honor of my mother-in-law. Having a positive mindset was a result of having her influence me. What I wanted to do was make sure that I share my podcast with other people on their birthdays because, you know, it's really important that we honor those people that are important to us. The next thing I did is I had my Nia tribe dance with me online. It was a lot of fun. However, I gave blood on Wednesday and I didn't realize how it takes time for my body to recover. And so the energy level was still not 100%. One of the things that I absolutely love about the Nia technique practice is that, you know, you always do it based on your own body's way. And so very grateful for all of my students appreciating and understanding about the body's way. Finally, after I did my dance class, I felt it was really important for me to do the legs up the wall in order to get the blood circulation back to my core as quickly as possible to feed my organs and the oxygen that it needed. So those are all the things I accomplished today. And then I had a full afternoon of appointments for my business. And so I think I've had a pretty successful day so far. So I want to, of course, pick a question for our next episode. And for our next episode, I'm going to have a good friend of mine who is on the same wavelength as me. She was at my birthday party and she shared that, you know, we are kindred spirits. And I totally agree. So Cindy Little, who has a podcast, A Healthier You, Little by Little, will be on our podcast next week. And so it's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm very much looking forward to sharing that with you next Friday. The question that I've picked for Cindy is from our blue category, what's your favorite toy or game? So that's a fun one to work with. This is going to be a good conversation. So I'll look forward to sharing that with you next week. All right, so I'm going to finish up our episode today with, of course, our joke for you to wrap up your week in a fun way. Here's our joke to wrap up the episode. I shouldn't have bought balloons from a salesman with commitment issues. There were no strings attached. So all the balloons floated away. Anyhow, I hope you had a great week. I hope you have a fantastic weekend making memories with family and friends. And I want to thank you again for investing your time to listen to my podcast. I am committed to this podcast for the long term. Happy Friends Friday. Have a fabulous weekend. I'll look forward to spending time with you again next Friday with our guest, Cindy Little. Have a wonderful day. Bye for now.
Thanks for winding down your week with our Friends Friday Fun Podcast. Penny Lee is looking to make 1 million friends worldwide. To join her newfound friend fans, fire off an email to hello@pennyleeprevost.com or kick off your shoes and visit the Dancing Motivator Facebook page and drop by her website for more fun ways to live your best life now.